I'm Hunter Logan, and it's time to stack the pucks now. First with the preview between the Tampa Bay Lightning and the Carolina Hurricanes. Then we're going to talk about the Montreal Canadiens taking on the Vegas Golden Knights. And then we'll wrap things up with the Red Wings playing the Flyers. But like I mentioned, we have to talk about the Tampa Bay Lightning and the Carolina Hurricanes. The lines open up in this one with the Lightning at plus 146 and the Canes at minus 178. Shifted around now a little bit, the Lightning are getting a little bit more respect at plus 136 and the Canes at minus 164. Over-under is set at 6 in this game, and you can find the Hurricanes on the puck line minus 1.5 at plus 165. Now, coming into this game, the Lightning, they're one of the coldest teams in the NHL. 37-20-5 on the season, 27-35 against the spread, 30 overs, 24 unders, 15-15-1 on the road this season. They're still sandwiched right there in the middle of the Atlantic Division. They're still second, so they're still kind of fending off the Maple Leafs, but things are changing. Obviously, Toronto lost last night, so big for them. But they are coming off of a bad loss yesterday. We're going to get into what they've been up to. Brian Elliott's probably going to get the start tonight because, obviously, Vasilevsky played yesterday. But Elliott's 9-5-2 on the season, a 3.29 goals against, an .894 save percentage. He does have one shutout on the season, but Tampa, they've lost four straight games. They lost to Buffalo yesterday, 5-3. They were down 5-2 in this game, 4-1. It was just Buffalo had this game locked up. Tampa Bay has looked horrible. Like I mentioned, they lost four in a row. They lost to Pittsburgh on Thursday in overtime. They lost last Sunday to Pittsburgh, where Pittsburgh just scored like six goals in like 2 minutes. It was they're just not playing well. They look horrible. It's only a matter of time before they basically lock into that third spot in the Atlantic, and Toronto's just running away with second. Something, too, to show how slow Tampa Bay's been playing. 0-5 in their last five on the second of a back-to-back, and this season has been nothing but back-to-backs in the NHL. Now, the Hurricanes, on the other hand, 40-12-8 on the season, 27 overs, 32 unders, 21-7-2 at home this season. Probably going to be Frederick Anderson for them, as they did not play yesterday. They played on Friday night. They won that game, but he's 14-6 on the season, Anderson. 2.5 goals against average, a .903 save percentage, and he's really been playing a lot better since he's come back from injury. There was like a game or two when he came back where I was like, oh, is he gonna be okay? But he looks a lot better, trust me. If you watch him play, you're like, he looks like Frederick Anderson. Now, Carolina, they have lost two of their last three, but they did get a huge win against the Coyotes. It was a very angry win on Friday night. They won that game 6-1. It was a game that Carolina needed to have. Obviously, they made one trade at the deadline, getting Puljujarvi, and he's a solid move for them. And I think that we all got angry at the Hurricanes, like, how can you not make a trade? But the Hurricanes kind of look at it like, we have such a great group of guys here, we don't really want to mix that up. Because look at what happened with the Kings. Like, the Kings, like, resent the front office now because of that Jonathan Quick trade. So maybe they just didn't want to be like, hey, let's really change things up because we got to go for it. Maybe they just like the group of guys that they have, and like, we trust them to figure it out. Now, I will say the Hurricanes have four straight home unders, and I think that that's going to happen again. I just can't trust the Lightning here to score any goals. So I like the Hurricanes. If you want to put it on the puck line, I think this is a spot that you can get away with that. I think they're going to win this game like 4-1. So I like the Hurricanes to win this game at home, and I like the under to hit. Now time to preview the Montreal Canadiens taking on the Vegas Golden Knights in Vegas. The lines open up in this one of Montreal at plus 255 and Vegas at minus 305. So we moved around a little bit now. Montreal plus 205 and Vegas at minus 300. You can find Vegas on the puck line too, minus 1.5 at minus 120 odds. They're still heavy favorites there. And you can find the over-under at 6 in this game. Now the Habs coming in 26-32-4 on the season, 34-28 against the puck line, 26 overs, 32 unders, 12-17-3 on the road this season. It's probably going to be Jake Allen in net tonight, but it could be Sean Montembeault. They've been kind of running close to 1A, 1B system because Montembeault's been playing a lot better than Allen. But I would expect it to be Jake Allen tonight. 14-19-2, a .334 goals against, an .898 save percentage. He does have one shutout on the season, and the Canadiens, this is just a year of learning and growth for them. Obviously, the learning and the growth took a huge hit when Cole Caulfield went down, but I'm surprised they didn't make another big move to move something off of their roster. I thought maybe they're going to trade Josh Anderson away to somebody, but he did have some term left, so it was a hard contract to move, but it's really just kind of developing these younger players along. Obviously, Nick Suzuki, they want to get Cole Caulfield back. They have Slafkovský, who's been in and out of the lineup this year, and really more good than bad from him. You kind of see that he shows that he could be that number one overall pick that they looked at him to be. Now, the Habs have lost three of their last four games. They lost to the Ducks on Friday in Anaheim. Three straight unders. So there's something. They lost a couple of games in a row, 3-2, though. They got roughed up by the Kings. It was 3-2, but like if you watch that game, it should have been more. And then obviously losing to the Ducks on Friday, 3-2, which is not a good loss. Nobody wants to lose to the Ducks. Now, the Golden Knights, on the other hand, they're 37-19-6 on the season, 29-33 against the puck line, 24 overs, 33 unders, 20-13-1 at home. And a lot of people thought that things were going horrible when Logan Thompson got hurt. But Aiden Hill has stepped in and he's played really well. And they do have a new backup goalie in town. Jonathan Quick is on the Golden Knights. So we'll see if he makes his debut soon. But I would expect it to be Aiden Hill tonight. He's 16-6-1 on the season. A 2.51 goals against, a 9.13 save percentage. And the Golden Knights, they had a big win streak snapped. They lost a few in a row, but they have responded. They've won back-to-back games. They beat the Devils on Friday in a shootout 4-3. A very good win for the Golden Knights. Obviously, the Devils are a top team in the Eastern Conference. That was a high, fast-paced game. It was a fun game to watch if you had nothing really to do on a Friday night. And there was a lot of skill on the ice. And it's really good that Vegas is showing up, and they're kind of playing to the point that they were earlier on in the season, because they went through that midseason swoon where everybody was like, they could just fall out of this Pacific Division race. But they have figured it out. They're 7-1 in their last 8 home games, and I expect that to happen again. I would take them on the puck line if you're trying to get any sort of value out of this pick, -1.5. I know the puck line is always a trap, but if you're trying to get value out of this at -120, it's better than getting them at -300, because the Habs are not winning this game. And when it comes to the over-under, I think the over is going to hit. I think this is going to be like a 5-2 win for the Golden Knights. Now time to wrap things up now with the Red Wings and the Philadelphia Flyers. The lines open up in this one with the Red Wings at +104 and the Flyers at -125. Shifted around a slight bit, you can get the Red Wings still at +105 and the Flyers at -126. And the over-under in this game is at 6. You can also get the Flyers on the puck line, not often you could say that, at -1.5 at +205 odds. Now the Red Wings coming in 28-25-9 on the season, 30-32 against the puck line, 29 overs, 31 unders, 13-13-5 on the road this season. And the Red Wings, they've played yesterday on Long Island. They got roughed up. That third period was horrible for them. They were up 1-0 going to the third. Magnus Hellberg was in net, not his fault. So it's going to be Ville Husso in net today for them. 22-15-6 on the season, a 2.95 goals against, a 9.03 save percentage. He does have 3 shutouts on the season. And the Iser plan, it took a hit because they were trying to prove to upper management that they can go out there and make the playoffs. Obviously, it's been a tough stretch for them. They lost 5 in a row, 3 overs in that span. So, hey, you know, get that over. But it's mainly because they've been giving up a ton of goals. Like, they got roughed up back-to-back games in Ottawa. That was really the litmus test. Everybody loves a good litmus test. That was to prove to upper management, like, hey, we can get ourselves back in this thing. But that proved only that they can't get things back in order. They traded Tyler Bertuzzi. They traded Philip Pronick. They got a couple of first-round picks. They did re-sign Dylan Larkin, so that's huge. It's not the biggest deal that they're not going to make the playoffs. Obviously, they still have a lot of good pieces, a lot of good players. They can make another couple free agent signings in the offseason and get to the playoffs next season. But obviously, this season has just been lost. They got roughed up yesterday on the island, losing 4-1 to the Islanders. And that was pretty much the end of any sort of talk that they're going to make the playoffs. Now, the Flyers, we knew they weren't going to make the playoffs from the beginning of the season. Obviously, John Tortorella is yelling at the players that he just wants them to have a little bit of pride wearing that jersey. And you got to respect it because he just wants them to go out there and respect that they're wearing the Flyers logo. They're 23-28-11 on the season, 39-23 against the puck line, 29 overs, 30 unders, 11-15-4 at home this season. I would expect it to be Carter Hart in this game, 16-19-10 on the season, a 2.94 goals against, a 9.07 save percentage. He does have 1 shutout on the season, but Philly, they've lost 4 in a row. They lost to the Rangers 3-2 in overtime on Wednesday, and really just, the Flyers have just been a lost cause. Nothing has really gone right for them. You could say that they're trying to get some development out of these players, but they have a lot of older players on the roster. So really, John Tortorella just kind of gone in there trying to, like I said, make them respect the fact that they're wearing an NHL jersey and wearing the Flyers logo. And I expect them to get a little better next season. Obviously, Carter Hart is slowly developing into that goalie that we all knew that he could be. But the Flyers just, they're not good enough, man. They need a lot of help. They need a lot of overhaul. And one of the biggest losses for them this season is Sean Couturier. He might be back in the middle of March to finish up the season. If I was him, I would just shut it down because he's had a lot of back injuries. Really just feel bad for the guy. Nothing has gone well for him in the last 2 years. He hasn't played in almost 2 years. I think it's just over 2 years now. So if you're the Flyers, it's just a punt of a season. Things have just not been going well. So I do like the Flyers, though, in this game, just because Detroit's been playing so bad, and it's a second of a back-to-back for them. So I like the Flyers, though. I don't really think it's going to be a very entertaining game, but I think the Flyers are going to win this game, and I like the under to hit, maybe like a 3-2 Flyers win. For more NHL, NFL, and NBA game and betting previews under the Sports Betting Stack, I'm Hunter Logan with a Stack the Pucks preview between the Detroit Red Wings and the Philadelphia Flyers.